O Holy Spirit of God, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. The liturgy for the ending of a pastoral relationship is found in an obscure little book called the Book of Occasional Services, which, as its name implies, is not something we use an awful lot. It has lots of handy little services in it, like one for a house blessing, and one for the installation of vestries, and the blessing of church furniture, and even an observance of All Hallows' Eve. But as useful as its contents are, the service for the ending of a pastoral relationship is perhaps the most helpful of them all. And the reason this little service is so helpful is that it helps pastors and congregations do something that is very, very difficult for them to do on their own, especially when the relationship between them has been as successful as this one has been between Alan Sutherland and the people of St. John's, Versailles. And that very difficult thing is for people to move on, to what else God may be calling them. God is now calling Alan and Judy to move on, in this case, to care for the people of St. Michael's Church in Norman, Oklahoma, wherever that is. And here is the part of that reality that is somewhat hard to comprehend, I suspect, for most of us. And that is that if God is calling Alan to move on, that means God is calling St. John's to move on. God, after all, does not wish well for Alan and St. Michael's and Norman, and not for you and St. John's and Versailles. And for now, as much as all of us, not least of which is the bishop, might wish it were otherwise, the truth is that in God's eyes, it is well for Alan to move on. And that means that in God's eyes, it is also well for St. John's to move on. Now, here is the part of the liturgy for the ending of a pastoral relationship that makes this very difficult thing we have to do a little more likely to be accomplished well. In a few minutes, I will ask everyone in this congregation a question. It is this. Do you, the people of St. John's, recognize and support the conclusion of this pastoral relationship? And as much as you might like not to, you will answer, "We will." Or I'm coming out there. Now, your senior warden very perceptively and persuasively suggested to me that we change this part of the liturgy. Now, I'm not a big one for changing liturgies on my own, but there is a time to do that, and this might well have been one of them. What Ben suggested was that we change this question about recognizing and supporting the conclusion of this pastoral relationship to something like, do you, the people of St. John's, join in supporting Father Alan and Judy as their healing ministries take them to another community of faith to help them as they have helped us with our healing process. Ben suggested quite rightly and wisely, I think, that the proposed change he suggested was so that the people of St. John's would be reminded at this somewhat painful goodbye of the reality of what they have received, how they have been the beneficiaries of Alan's ministry, and of course also of Judy's. I don't know if this was on Ben's mind or not, but what appealed to me about his suggestion at first is that it might help make this event all a little less painful. And although Ben does not know this, I came within the push of the send button of agreeing to that. And maybe I should have. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that even though I would not inflict pain on you for anything, and after all, it was not me they called him somewhere else, I also would not relieve you of it either. Leadership, as a parent or as a pastor, has something to do with increasing one's tolerance to the pain of those we love. Sometimes pain is just a necessary part of life, and saying goodbye is, or ought to be, painful. There is actually good news in the fact that it is painful when a good and faithful pastor moves on, and when good and faithful people move on, because it means the relationship between them has been marked by love. When pastoral relationships work, as this one most certainly has, it ought to be painful when they end. And it is. But here is the important part about endings. Endings are the one essential thing that must happen for there to be a beginning. There can be no new beginning, in truth, until there has been an ending. Not just a pretend ending, or a partial ending, but a real ending. And so the question, as it is written in the Book of Occasional Services, seems important to me spiritually and pastorally as your chief pastor. Do you, the people of St. John's, recognize and support the conclusion of this pastoral relationship? And I hope you will answer forcefully and committedly. We do. For one thing, of course, that is what is written in the liturgy. And Episcopalians read their parts in the liturgy as written. Not to answer as prescribed would be bad manners, and God knows Episcopalians do not have bad manners. And we all know that the people of St. John's have paid too high a price to be Episcopalians not to act like it now. But for another thing, and this is much more important, it will indicate that you as a community of faith are, however reluctantly, ready to move on. And if you are going to continue your ministry as a witness to the gospel here in Versailles and in Woodford County, you are going to have to move on into the future as God has planned it, and not as you have planned it, and not look back on what was. Faith, after all, is all about the future and the adventure of the future. It is not really much about the past. God's future is always better than God's past. But for another reason, even if you might not want to say we do, I hope you will, if for no other reason than you really don't have much of a choice. Come January 1, Father Allen is moving on, whether you recognize it and support it or not. If you do not, as your bishop, I want you to know that's okay, but it only means we have more work to do than I currently think we do. Your senior warden is quite right. St. John's has been the recipient of the incredible gifts of Alan Sutherland, the gifts he brings to ministry. And now there is another congregation in another place that needs that particular set of gifts. St. John's has come a long, long way from where it was in 2004 when Alan came here. Quite frankly, Alan has come a long, long way too. Much that was broken in the life of St. John's and in Alan has been healed. Maybe not everything, but much. And certainly enough for God's work to be done. It is not only Alan who has brought healing gifts to this relationship. It is you, the people of St. John's, as well. But if your senior warden is right, and I know he is, that this congregation supports Alan and Judy in moving on to bring gifts of healing in another place that needs them, and so it is time for them to move on, it is also true that St. John's has a life ahead, and it needs to move on too, into the next phase of what is already its long ministry. The only question is whether you, the people of St. John's, can recognize and support the end of this pastoral relationship so that you too can move on and recognize and support what God has planned for you. Moving on to what remains to be seen. It will involve a new rector. It will likely involve new challenges. I hope it will involve new ministry and new mission. I'm pretty sure it will involve new life. But whatever God's future holds for St. John's, it is somewhere you cannot begin your journey toward, cannot begin your journey toward, unless you are prepared to accept the end of what was. There can be no beginning of what will be without an end to what was. There can be no moving into God's future without a moving on from what was. So the only question is, do you, the people of St. John's, recognize and support the end of this pastoral relationship? And I hope with all my heart that you do. Amen.